been a head-spinning first few days of the Trump administration here in Washington, D.C. We've had a lot of executive orders, a lot of pardons, some of them quite controversial. But, you know, one thing that I don't think should be controversial at all is some of what the new president has done in the space of environmental and energy policy most importantly, just to kind of open up and reopen, in some cases, the ability of America to produce more energy, which, of course, is good for anybody who uses electricity or puts gas in their car. And that is what we're going to take a closer look at today. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today to talk with me about these new executive orders is Darren Baxt. He is a senior fellow and director of the Center for Energy and Environment at the Competitive Enterprise Institute and a friend of the show. We love CEI's work here. Darren, thanks for taking some time and joining us.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be here.
There's so much that's happened in just the first few days. It's only Wednesday here when we're recording this, but I feel like we've lived 3 weeks already since Donald Trump got inaugurated. What's really stood out to you from what the president has done in these first, let's say, 48 hours or so?
The extent of everything he's done is great. I think that stood out. He's certainly not being shy to try to undo the damage that the Biden administration has done. So he's gotten rid of some of the more problematic Biden executive orders already as it relates to energy and environment. And he's certainly making it clear that he's going to undo some of the harmful regulations from the Biden administration. He's also, I think, one thing that's jumped out for a lot of people is he's directed the EPA to revisit the endangerment finding. And the endangerment finding is a kind of the underpinning of greenhouse gas regulation. So if you kind of revisit the endangerment finding and you decide that greenhouse gases don't endanger public health, safety, or welfare, then it makes it very difficult. At that point, you can't regulate greenhouse gases. It's going to be a big challenge to establish that greenhouse gases don't endanger public health or welfare, but I do believe it's something that can be done, and the Trump administration is directing the EPA to revisit that issue. So that's exciting.
Yeah, a lot has happened, as you said, and obviously there was a lot on the agenda. You wrote a piece last week that people can read at CEI.org, kind of laying some of this out. President Trump should revoke these 7 energy and environmental executive orders, 7 of them in there from, I believe they were all from the Biden administration. Maybe one of them was older than that, that the Trump team should take a look at. There was a lot to dig through here, and there was also that late last minute drilling ban that Biden put in place. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I wrote a piece last week, and I listed 7 executive orders, and actually all 7 of them have been revoked or, you know, rescinded. So that's good. And they're basically on the, this includes, like, on the first day of office for President Biden, he had a permit. He revoked the permit for the Keystone Pipeline. He created all kinds. He rejoined the Paris Agreement. So Trump has gotten rid of a lot of these executive orders. Also, you know, there's issues relating to, like, climate risk and the SEC type of rules relating to financial disclosure. All those things, the Trump administration has repealed the rule, the executive orders that Biden had as it relates to those types of issues. So that was exciting. The Biden administration, near the end, basically removed about 625 million acres of ocean from offshore drilling. Pretty astonishing thing to do last second. And now we have to see what happens with the Trump administration as how to deal with what Biden has done. Trump has some executive orders to open up some more areas, but we'll see. I don't think that anything has been done expressly to kind of reverse what Biden has done yet, but we'll see.
We're talking with Darren Baxt, he's a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute and the director of their Center for Energy and Environment. Something that I've been thinking about, at least, as these administrations change over is, the way in which the uncertainty that existed maybe with what a Biden administration would have done if it had continued to be in there, or like how much does that tamp down, how much does that change the way companies and organizations go about their day-to-day business versus this, you know, what they expect now, I guess, under a Trump administration?
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem. It's unpredictable. It's difficult to kind of invest. And then, you know, even when Biden kind of takes actions that don't necessarily have the immediate effect of blocking offshore drilling, it really does signal to industry not to invest in a certain area. It affects future markets. It kind of disincentivizes future development for offshore drilling or any type of drilling on public lands, et cetera. So it definitely has an effect, and you have these wild swings in policy. What really needs to happen is Congress is a bigger ask, but Congress needs to amend existing law to try to create some predictability. But more than predictability, we need to stop giving so much discretion to the agencies so they can just create so much sweeping policy changes. And that's what's happening, is the Biden administration just made very radical policy changes, like, or tried to, such as the de facto EV mandate. And, you know, the Trump administration is pushing back, and it's clear that they're going to get rid of that. But you see these wild swings, not just for companies, but just for individual Americans and families as to how they're going to live their lives and what kind of cars they're going to drive and whether or not they're going to have affordable electricity in the future. So, you know, we've got to create more predictability and actually make sure that we have sound, sensible policy.
Yeah, I think that's just such a great point. Like, I mean, we can say, and I think it's certainly true, that a Trump administration will be better on a lot of regulatory issues than the Biden administration was. But of course, better still would be some sort of permanent situation established by Congress so everybody can know, okay, this is clearly the law of the land going forward. You know, like you said, Darren, good luck with that, because Congress, you know, doesn't do a whole lot of anything these days. But that's certainly what we should hope for. We're unfortunately out of time for today. Darren Baxt from CEI, thanks for taking some time with us.
Thank you.
And once again, that is Darren Baxt, senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Check out his work and their fine work a lot of different issues, on regulatory issues in particular, at CEI.org. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Stay on top of everything happening with the new administration and around the rest of the country as well by checking us out online at Reason.com. And catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.